Warning, this podcast was recorded at a live event. This is not representative of our normal podcast. If you have issues with the background noise, please give another episode a try. Thank you.
We advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. So. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
With me, Todd. You say funny things.
Hello and welcome to the Sofa King Podcast.
You missed some good Three Stooges action with us on volume buttons here a second ago.
So we're kind of out of our element. We're at the Team Geek Relay for Life pop culture and gaming event. We have a booth. First time we did a booth. We have a mobile podcast desk thing. And normally we do the radio edition, but today we said, fuck the radio edition. So if your kids are there, hi, Billy, Sarah, just like say hi. Daddy will be home soon.
So you will, if this is your first time listening, the ambient noise and the bands and the thumping in the background isn't native to our normal podcast, but it's because we're recording live.
And there's a bunch of nerds humping on tables.
There are nerds humping on tables, myself included.
I wouldn't call it humping.
No.
You've never seen nerd humping.
It's more of a slow rub.
That's a nerd hump. But anyway, so if you're a first time listener and the sound is bugging you, A, fuck off. B, go listen to another one because the sound won't bug you.
Yep. And is there a shitty podcast we can send them to if they don't like ours? So they'll come back.
A lot of them.
Better.
Just
yeah, anybody.
All the other ones.
Yeah. So basically, what's happened is we met up with a person who owns an escape room.
Proprietor. Yeah, sounds official.
And he let us run the escape room. So this is kind of Nerd Virgins part two. What the hell is going on?
I'm drinking water. That's the sound of drinking water.
Okay. He basically let us run the escape room, and then we agreed to talk to us on the podcast. He's very professional. He doesn't like cursing and swearing.
So not true.
He's a huge prude, so I want to introduce him.
Yeah, okay, finish the intro. I just want to explain what an escape room is.
Okay, so basically we're sitting here with Eric Main, and he runs Real Escape, and this is in Bakersfield. If you look wherever you're at, you might be able to find one if you search your area. If you've never heard of them, very fun. Very fun, and we're going to talk about it here on today's show. So, and we'll get into that. So, you want to say hi to everybody?
Hi to the radio land.
We're not on radio. I already said fuck.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
okay. Fuck that.
Yeah. Okay. yeah. Suck the mic off.
So, an escape room, just so that you guys know, is a really kind of a cool thing. It started in Japan, and then it migrated to Europe, and then it came to the U.S. It started apparently in 2007, and they called it Takagism.
That's horrible.
In Japanese.
I'm not going to that.
Well, that's like karaoke is like...
Is that the name of a game show?
Well, it was based on a game show. I don't know the name.
Okay.
But when it started in Japan, they had a game show, and then they started taking off.
Right.
They're everywhere, even in Vietnam.
Yeah, no, they're pretty big everywhere. And the idea is if you like sort of puzzle-based video games where you're like trying to unlock things and look for clues, like except you're doing it real life, real time with friends, you'll get a group together. And I think a group is instrumental because when we were doing it, I think we would have just crashed and burned if there weren't multiple brains in there because you would just get stumped and someone else would say, try this number. And you're like, where the fuck did that number come from?
Yeah.
And it's like someone figured it out and threw it out there. But and there's also a time factor.
Yes.
So you typically get 60 minutes. So at first you're kind of cruising along, and then when you start to feel the heat and you're kind of panicking. And the idea is you need to come up with some secret that you have to uncover through this series of puzzles before you can escape the room.
Yeah.
It was very reminiscent of like being in a movie or something. That's what was cool to me, because you're never like under pressure on a time limit, you know, like maybe a job
like
or something,
Monopoly.
But there's nothing fun coming from that, you know
right.
what I mean? So it made me feel like we were in a movie, because I was like, oh, there's a map, or there's this, or there's a clue.
There's music playing.
Yeah, it was,
and things,
it was
yeah.
cool. It was really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we just
tension.
Killed somebody and we're trying to find something yeah. in the office. Yeah.
The blood shower was awkward.
Yeah, so
that part was really
cool. Yes. Yes. And somebody kept touching my ass.
Oops. That might have been.
Yeah, it was somebody. So
that's another, why we stayed in the room.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Another thing that made the experience intense for us is that on the other side of the wall, there was some sort of an alarm going off.
That
so,
was,
like,
oh,
it was
yeah.
very faint, but there was just, like, this eerie alarm noise going on, and it really kind of got to us psychologically as the time was mounting.
It
that
attention.
Fucking noise! Make it stop!
Yeah, I did. I kept thinking of North Korea and, like, yeah. the dead rabbit noises that yeah. they play over the loudspeaker. Like, just screaming
so,
rabbits.
Yeah, if that wasn't planned, add it.
No, yeah, right?
Yeah. yeah.
Or even
yeah.
just like the faint sound of a heartbeat a little bit faster than a normal
that,
heartbeat, because
right.
then it's going to freak
on.
You out. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
yeah.
yeah, we have a Halloween room we're going to be doing.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yes. I want to be involved.
It's going to be pretty intense.
So now,
it's going to
so
be a heartbeat the whole time.
Speaking of Halloween rooms, like that's kind of how you started this, right?
Yeah.
Like so how did you launch?
Well, years ago, I used to work in the haunted house industry, and I thought, how do I get to do this all the time?
Right.
Right. It was awesome. I got to do set design, lighting design, sound design.
Yeah.
And make props.
Just
and do
the
all
creative
these things
process
that I love.
In general. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just
like,
crush it, right? They make a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some haunted houses clear, you know, $100,000 in a weekend.
God.
It's just
wow.
crazy.
Wrong business.
Yeah. And it's like, well, you ask yourself, how can I keep this going year round?
Right.
Because some markets can handle a year round haunted house. There
right.
are some.
Yeah.
But not around here.
No.
You know, and we don't have the population for it. So when a buddy of mine came to me and said, hey, you know, I know you got a detailed plan and what you're doing. I've got a 5-point plan and all these things. He's like, why don't you insert this? And he showed me Forbes magazine, where this guy took $7,000 out of his retirement, and then all of a sudden opened up an escape room. First month made over $600,000 the first year.
Damn.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that keeps you afloat.
Yeah.
You know, why not do
yeah.
that?
Yeah, and I mean, that'll buy some rice.
Yeah, that'll put
ramen.
That'll
right.
put me in ramen.
A little, bit of, little
yeah.
bit of ramen, you know,
yeah.
for days.
Yeah.
Like the special ramen, not
yeah.
the shitty ramen.
Right,
like
the, yeah.
Like
the oil
hot,
pack.
The hot
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Has a little pack of oil in it.
Right.
Yeah.
The nice shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a dollar a pack instead of 10
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So I went to your shop. I met up with you. You also do, what, latex and plastics? Or like, what? Explain what you're mask making. You do molds and
well,
all
we do
stuff,
so. Props
yes.
of any kind. So
okay.
if you
so
want
you make
an Iron Man
dildos,
helmet.
Oh, things like that.
That's, no.
No?
That's a no.
No.
That's a no. What does it say? Because Dave,
no,
is a,
actually,
Dave's a model.
What's funny is
yeah,
you froze
model.
Me for a second because I got a guy that actually
asked
tried
you.
To commission that. And I'm like,
oh,
no,
fantastic.
No. I've been, but that's not the weirdest thing.
I bet not.
No.
So
no, you guys have just been, you guys are all nerd virgins, right?
Yes,
right. This is your
yes.
first con. You know, this is the first time you've seen this stuff. This is tame.
No, oh, I know.
Oh,
there,
yeah,
there are
yeah.
levels of nerddom that
oh.
are different.
Yeah. Well,
and
we
dark.
No, we seen one. The dude came over to the table, and it was rough. Like, I mean,
oh no, nothing here. Trust me.
I don't know.
I
man.
Don't know, man. Did you meet that guy?
Okay, I'm gonna say it. Are you ready?
Go.
Furries.
I have not.
Look
yeah.
it up.
Yeah, I know.
Look it up.
Dave knows.
It's,
apparently,
it's unique.
It's
unique.
Unique is one word.
It's a word.
Unique's a word.
I heard they like they
that's
shit,
not how you
they'll
escape,
shit in
though,
litter boxes. Like they go in a litter box.
It's different. There are different levels of furries though. There's some furries that hate other furries because they're not into the same thing.
Okay, now
so
that I can get behind.
They're
because
yeah.
that's going to lead to a furry.
Because then
war.
There are the hardcore furries who are just into costuming, right? And I'm okay with that. I get it, you know. But the furries that they do other things.
Like sexual it's, things.
Yeah, and
yeah,
those
gays,
furries
yes,
those
yeah.
furries are
orgies.
Not into what the other furries do.
Yeah, orgy
so
furries.
That
yeah.
takes it to a whole new level.
Well, my advice.
Oh, that's dope. We could straight up go as a team.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
is
we
that
could.
Right? Is that what they are?
Like, yeah, there
yeah,
you go.
We're looking at
bam.
It.
We're teaming.
Yeah,
got
furries.
It. All
how,
kinds
how
of anime
furries
characters.
How do furries fall into the lesbian gay community? Does that get awkward? Is there like anti-gay
it's,
furries?
Well,
okay, you know, I just said there's like a subset, right?
Yeah.
There's a subset of the subset.
It's like Nicolas Cage 8mm.
Yeah, you're getting, it's Inception. Yeah. It's furry.
It's furry Inception.
There's layers of furry.
Oh God! Well,
have you ever contemplated like trying to infiltrate the furry community to ruin it from within? Or are you afraid?
You just get pulled in.
That's like messing with Illuminati. I'm not going there. That's like trying to go into Scientology to like reveal secrets. I'm not doing it. I'll die.
Yeah,
they'll kill you.
You'll be erased by the furry mafia.
But they'll lick you to death. And they won't kill you in a normal way.
It's a solid plan until there's a hot raccoon, you know?
Right.
And then you're like, damn it, I mean,
it's a dude.
And you're like,
but that suit's sexy though. I mean,
and then you're wondering, why do I like furry boobs?
Yeah. Before you know it, you're pissing in a litter box. It's over.
Yeah. And just I don't know.
Not going down that rabbit hole.
I'm into it.
Astroglide work on fur?
Sounds
like
a
mess.
Yeah. It doesn't wash out either. That's horrible. So anyway, so tell us about your helmets and masks and the stuff you can mission. So
yeah, we make
a lot of Star Wars,
all kinds of stuff. So it doesn't matter if it's out of resin or if it's 3D printed or if it's latex or we do all kinds of stuff. Fiberglass helmets. So there's so many materials. It really depends on what the end product is.
Yeah.
So if you want an orc, right? Something that moves around or it's got skin, you're going to have to go latex or silicone.
Yeah.
Right? And then if you want armor, so you're going foam or 3D printed with ABS or, you know, there's a lot of different materials.
So you're on that spectrum. Yeah.
Yeah, we do everything.
I see wires hanging out of the Iron Man. Is that servos or lights?
Yeah, we actually have both.
Oh, okay.
So if you hit the button, just like in the movie, the lights like flicker off,
right,
and the helmet the faceplate goes up.
That's right.
Oh, badass.
And then when you hit the button again, the faceplate goes down and the lights flicker on.
That's cool.
So
I'm kind of into that.
They're pretty legit. Like, I mean, I have to, not pretty legit. They are legit.
The
like
Iron Man mask looks legit, especially the lights up.
And me and Britt need lamps for our studio. Dave's going to be sad when we have sad panda, when we have cool lamps made out of stuff he likes.
I have a cool lamp.
You do have a cool banker's lamp.
You don't have a lamp.
You're right.
Oh, the baker's lamp.
That's all I'm saying.
I heard you guys talking about
it. Yeah. Just saying I right now have a cool lamp.
I have a banker's lamp too.
It's fucking cool, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
And he's theorizing about some cool lamp in the future that may or may not happen.
You're right.
Cool has happened.
You're right. You're right, dick face.
You only get cooler than the baker's lamp. There's only one other lamp that's cooler.
Yeah, he's getting a
the leg lamp.
Leg lamp.
I'm fucking high five you if we were close.
Yeah, we're across the table.
What I'm doing is
mental high five.
I didn't tell you that I secretly mold stuff too, and I'm going to make this leg lamp that looks like a leg, except he's going to be, why are there large veins on it? And when you take the lamp off, it's going to be a dickhead just up on the top for Dave.
Well, I think we're already clashing on what makes a cool lamp.
Maybe.
Right.
I just think you think that's cool.
Okay. I don't know how we got into this lamp cul-de-sac.
Turning around.
Lamp
segue. And back out.
Because you know you would like an Iron Man lamp.
Oh, fuck yeah, I would like an Iron Man
lamp. And I'm getting an Iron Man lamp.
You bastard.
I'm going to duct tape a flashlight to a whiskey bottle, man. Done.
Oh, that works.
Yeah.
That's good.
Batteries, every once in a while, man. Maybe.
Maybe.
You're lucky.
You don't need batteries.
I think you swig too much off of your secret whiskey that we snuck in here.
Don't label me.
We don't have a liquor license to bring that stuff in?
We're not selling it. Yeah.
So the room, let's talk about first of all, let's talk about themes before we kind of get more into our experience. Right. So one of the parts of the business plan is you obviously need to keep reinventing the rooms or people who really enjoy it. Like, you know, if you don't solve it, you're fucked and you need to come back again to solve it. It's pretty much the way that works.
You know, a lot of people, you know, you don't want to pay twice. Right.
So
we do 50% off your second time.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you tried it and failed, you come back.
Yeah. So if you fucking suck, you get half off.
That's cool, though, because that's legit. Because you don't, like, if you fail, you don't, if they fail, you don't give them the answer. It's just.
And we don't give you the patch. And we're the only escape room in the world that gives a patch.
Oh, nice.
So an exclusive patch with a design for that room.
Oh, that's cool.
The Bootleggers one has a barrel on it, I think, right?
Couple barrels. Yeah. Barrels of stuff stacked up.
You need to tell us after the show where you get patches made. That sounds kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. No, they're great. And people love patches.
Oh, I bet.
Are they iron on or you have to stitch them?
You could stitch them. I think they're iron on.
Oh, right.
I'm pretty sure. They got that, like, plasticky.
Yeah, you see that the sheen on the back?
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. That might be cool.
So right now, and what we went through was a modify, because you have a, he has a room set up here at the gaming-a-thon that we're at, but it's an abbreviated
right.
version.
Right. We have a mobile room
yeah.
that we do at cons. It's shorter. It's 30 minutes instead of an hour, and it's half price.
Oh, okay.
And it's usually whatever room's about to leave, right?
Oh, okay.
Or has
yeah.
left.
So you don't have
right?
to worry about
so you got one more chance
it.
To get that yeah. patch.
Right, right. Yeah.
And how do you decide the time limit? Like, how do you know that, oh, someone could do this in 30 minutes?
We actually, the time limit is decided, right? We do our rooms because then the whole business plan
right.
and the whole website and all that, the booking, we do our rooms.
Right.
So when we design, we would design in reverse. So we figure out what that last thing is you need, and then we go from there. We design yeah. it in reverse.
Yeah.
And then we figure out, okay, well, no, we need to add another puzzle.
Right.
Because this isn't long.
Yeah. Right.
So if you had somebody come in and they're like, they just kill it in 15 minutes and you're like,
right.
Then at least a half an hour,
yep.
it has
yep.
to become challenging for these people. So
yeah.
you can kind of
play
modify
test
as you go. Yeah.
We play test for a month.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
So it's not even open to the public. So right. when we install a room,
yeah.
one room goes out on Monday, the install goes on Tuesday, and then bam, when we're open again, it's
yeah.
a new room.
Right.
So
oh,
there's
okay.
no downtime.
Oh, wow.
So how do you do the playtesting? You set it up in a
we
random
just call
location.
Friends. And,
right.
You know,
oh,
okay. We try to rotate people out so it's not always the same people.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice to
and
meet
sometimes,
you. Nice to meet you, by the way. You seem like a really nice guy.
right.
Hello, friend.
No, actually, you guys already made our playtest.
Okay,
cool,
good.
Cool.
Yeah. good.
Yeah.
So right now, you, and by the way, the time limit is no joke. I mean, it's no joke at all. You,
yeah.
like I said a minute ago, like at the beginning, you're kind of like
right.
taking your sweet ass time and like, oh, let me read this note thoroughly. And then as time keeps getting like counted down to you, you're
yeah.
like, oh, fuck, we got to hurry up.
Well,
you know?
It kind of went into play because we did a Prohibition episode. Their room just happened to be a Prohibition
themed 1920s,
30s room,
yeah.
Which is really awesome. They have a lot of cool props and crates and barrels and bottles.
Really
and,
cool, yeah.
Yeah, and the it's dark and dim. And
yeah, like
you know,
no labels on the bottles.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Cool
yeah,
music, like 20s music playing.
Yeah.
You know? Kept waiting for Nucky Thompson to show up. But
right.
Know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we were joking beforehand, and we were at our booth, and someone said, so how long is it going to take you? And Brad said 30 minutes, and I said, more like 7.
Yeah.
And then when we came over here, Brad
I
said that to Eric,
my big mouth.
And for half a second, you just saw the look on Eric's face when he said, yeah, so it's going to be about 7 minutes. And Eric, there was no mistaking that you can go fuck yourself look.
Yeah.
Some like, you can have goals. You can have goals all you want, but I'm going to laugh at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if we had unlocked one thing in 7 minutes.
Right.
No.
It's like,
I have one of our play testers is going to come in and he thinks he's going to solo a room.
Ooh, that'd be
and
rough.
And I'm like, there's no way.
I don't see how.
There's
you
no
would
way.
Have to be
I
like a puzzle
wait.
Solving
We're
master.
Gonna tease the crap
yeah.
out of
Have you seen that episode of Big Bang Theory where they go to the puzzle room?
Yes.
And they're just like,
they
they're
the
geniuses. They
right.
just answer. They're just out. And they're like, was that it? It's done?
right. You know, I find that's the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, when you get like
overanalyzing,
really,
right?
Yeah, they start
well,
overanalyzing.
Well, you watched us do it.
And they think
you watched
they, you
us
know,
do it. You
yeah.
even told us. You're like, you're overanalyzing.
So we're so smart we failed. Basically.
Yeah, that happens.
That's what
happens. That's why when kids do these rooms, we've had 8-year-olds. We've had 8-year-olds, and they're just trying to hand the answer to the adults. They're like, I got this key or I got this map. Look, guys. And they're like, oh, that's nice. And they shush them off in the corner.
Yeah.
Like, that's nice, Bobby.
Just
hold on
prop.
To that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, they'd ignore them for 30
yeah.
minutes. And finally, the kid's like, look.
It's right here.
And they're like,
yeah.
oh,
giggling.
Oh, we need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you have that?
Yeah.
Because I found it. You know,
yeah. so
you
if,
see the look
if,
on their faces.
If a, on a scale of 1 to 10, one being this table and 10 being like Pinhead the Cenobite who can solve any puzzle instantly, like where did we fall? Like compared to other groups, how did our group fare?
You remember the end of that movie where the guy's like all
yeah, oh
got
yeah.
the hooks in his face and
I'm
all
talking
that
about
stuff
the Hellraiser
and Jesus
movie,
wept,
way.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That's where you guys rank.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. No, it wasn't that bad. No. No.
Well,
you guys actually
He
guys,
doesn't watch scary movies.
You guys
so.
Got to like 98
percent.
We were so right close.
And, then your time ran out. So
and
you didn't do bad.
Dear listeners, we did fail.
We didn't get it.
And the thing, we keep bragging and saying, you know, we were a minute off. We were because we were a minute off, but that was after several gracious extensions.
Yeah.
We weren't a minute off. We were 10 minutes shy.
Yeah, we
you know, but.
Well, and I was like, oh, we would have done it sooner. And he's like, no, this is half the real room.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man.
Right.
Really? I felt good about it. We did skip a puzzle.
I just got a text from the other room, and for some a band.
Somebody got a foil hat.
There's a band in the other room, and they took the foil hat from our booth, and the lead singer is wearing the foil hat.
Holy!
While,
you got to post that
this
picture.
Yeah, putting on the show.
Where do they go to look at pictures? Where do they go? Your listeners.
Facebook.
Where do they go?
Facebook, Instagram.
Instagram and Facebook.
Self King Podcast.
We had a prize wheel at our booth, and you could get absolutely nothing with a picture of Moe deGrasse Tyson. You could win swag, or one of the prizes was a tinfoil hat because of conspiracy theories.
Oh,
and
my wife,
one on the table.
My wife would love the tinfoil hat.
Well, you're going to have to fight a cover band.
Yeah, no, that's...
We have more tinfoil.
We do have more tinfoil.
Yeah.
We can
you make cool masks and helmets, and I make cool tinfoil hats.
We're on par.
So, yeah.
Okay. You can come to the shop and work anytime.
You'll fit right in.
I don't doubt it. You actually do.
Yeah, he does.
Make soap.
Me, I would just make a tinfoil hat.
Brad.
And it would take me an hour and a half.
1,000 dick masks.
Yes.
How come this nose looks like a dick?
No.
And then the noses look like a dick.
Right. And I'm what are the. Do we have an order for that? Or, he's like, no, I got really good.
These are going to get popular.
Excited. Yeah,
they're going to get popular. And what's going to happen is once you order the dick nose mask, I'll have the face vagina mask.
Right.
And, you know, they go to
this looks just like JFK, but his nose looks like a dick.
Right?
That's perfect. The dead presidents. Oh,
dead
Nixon,
presidents
not a
dead
crook.
President series.
Yeah. Dick nose.
Dick face.
Yep. Or should we say Dixon?
Yeah.
It's fucking horrible.
Oh, my God.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Oh, we saw.
Yeah. Oh, we saw.
Oh, man.
That was great.
So as far as rooms go, so right now you're running a 20s room, and then you've also got a wizard room.
Yes.
What are kind of
a combination between Dungeons & Dragons and Harry Potter.
Oh, nice.
So there's different things in there that pay homages to those two properties.
I heard if you come with a costume, you become dressed.
Yes. Get $5 off.
That's nice. Rad.
Yeah.
So if you live in the Bakersfield area, $5 off if you come dressed up appropriately for the room.
Right.
Even if it's a blue sheet that I pulled out of my cabinet. And
You know what? It doesn't take much. We've had people show up in hats, wizard hats.
What if I claim broken?
And I'm bam, done. Yeah. You got it.
Broken cloak of invisibility.
Sure. I'm down. Yeah. It's malfunctioning.
What if I just
it
say,
was working right before I came in the door. Something's weird with the ceiling.
Actually, I've been here for 4 hours.
I just showed up.
I'm only invisible when no one's looking.
Yeah, everything breaks at some point.
I have a wand, but you don't want to see it.
He covers his eyes. Yeah, he's like, look,
wand.
I'm invisible.
I have a wand, but you don't want to see it.
And I'll show you if I get $5 off.
Actually, make it 10.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So what are some other, don't spoil anything, obviously, but what are some other rooms you've already done or that you're thinking about doing, some other themes?
Well, the next theme that's coming up is called The Heist. And so there's multiple layers of lasers that you have to deactivate.
I like how you said lasers.
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 Yeah.
Lasers. And so, and then you get to the end and there's four pedestals with relics on there. And you have to figure out how to disarm the traps and take those relics back to the door.
Nice. So it sounds like Destiny.
That sounds fucking awesome.
That does sound fucking awesome.
Destiny probably doesn't have the relics we have. So.
Probably not, but I'm saying you have relics and you have to move them and stuff.
So. But we got cool relics. They're going to pay homage.
How about
stuff
some movie themes, Goonies or something cool?
We,
I'm just saying Goonies.
Oh, yes.
Maybe.
We actually are in our pirate room. We're going to do One-Eyed Willy.
Oh, God.
So
yeah, Bryn will
be there
for sure. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
Just to take a picture.
Willie? What?
You don't know what the One-Eyed Willie is? I'll show you after the podcast.
I'll pass.
Follow me to the restroom.
It's another mask.
And I'll give you $10 off.
Here's a wet nap, dude. Here's a wet
At least
nap.
You're consistent.
Yeah, it says Wood Ranch on it.
Wood Ranch?
Yeah, it's my favorite restaurant.
Oh, Wood Ranch.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's, I'm pretty sure that's code for mayonnaise.
No. Wood Ranch is a real restaurant. I really like it.
Oh, sure.
But it went with the theme.
Ranch that comes out of your wood.
Oh, my God. We're like giggly school
girls.
Yeah,
we are.
Maybe it's really bubbly. Bad. Maybe it's the giggly water.
Yeah, I think it is the giggly water.
Nobody's singing on this episode.
No,
either,
so. Not yet.
No.
No, actually, when I went to the shop, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Bad with names. We've already discussed.
That's
all right. As we
you're like when a shitty name. Psychic. I got a J. I'm getting a J. Something
we got
with a J.
Yeah, I'll just shout out. It's a whole family business. A lot of people.
Yeah. So he actually, you had to run. He showed me around through the rooms. They were destroyed, and I didn't understand what happened until we went in this room and we started taking everything out.
I felt so guilty when we left that room. I wanted to clean up for you.
Oh no, that's the beauty of an escape room. You get to come, mess it up. And guess what?
You're like the FBI in somebody's apartment.
Yeah.
Like
you're tossing.
You're going through Edward Snowden's home, like just tearing.
I clean Carl's Jr.'s when I leave, though. It's a problem. Like I can't help it. I'm like, well, I'll clean three.
I was real dainty at first too. I was pulling notes out. I wasn't moving anything, you know. Like, and then all of a sudden, I'm like taking this out, and he's like, no, don't lift that up. I'm like, okay.
Well, again, it's also that the time pressure. It's like at the beginning, it's like, oh, let me gingerly unfold this note and thoroughly read it, and then as you're like, there's 7 minutes left, you're like, fuck it, tear that envelope open with your teeth.
You know the one letter is torn apart. It's torn in half.
Yeah. That wasn't like that.
That wasn't like that. Okay. But this was like a month ago when it ripped, right? So we rolled with it. We're like, we'll put one piece over here and one piece over there. Nice. You know.
So and
for a rip letter.
Again, we don't want to give any spoilers away, but so this particular room, as you said at the very beginning, was very heavily sort of lock and key.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of locked crates, and there were, trust me, 20 times more keys
I think there's about 65 keys.
Yeah. And no locks at first to be found.
Yeah. There was two combination locks.
Right. There was two combination locks and 60 keys. And we're like, what is going on? Yeah. I literally thought never would a key come into play. I thought
we definitely play with people's heads.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You definitely do. And there's tons of red herring clues. It's like shit that I'm like going over, like, you know, and it's like, oh, this has to have the answer.
I won't
spoil it, but there was one clue that once you figure it out, it's just kind of a go fuck yourself.
Right.
Like,
this
is definitely
that one's our favorite.
That was my favorite.
That was right in the beginning.
That was really early on. Yeah.
That was my partner, Chris Bell. He came.
And it's like, oh, look,
and he didn't even tell
me. And then,
we're running the room at a con the first time, testing it out and playing it. And Chris Bell didn't even tell me he did that. And then I walk in the room, I'm resetting it, and I look at it, and I'm like, what? And I go through it and I decode it.
Right.
And I'm like, what? Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah. You're like, this is my room. I didn't even know.
And then I had people doing the room, and they just look at you like, God, oh, you bastard. Yeah. That's not fun.
Well, so if you don't know, somebody's here. He was in the room with us, and you get, he gave us a free kind of freebie, you know, question. Like, we can ask you something, and you give us a hint.
Right.
Kind of like a phone home, you know, or something.
So how do the clues work? You get a
when you first go in, you get an opening clue, right?
And this is the same in your main location, right?
Yes. Okay. We just get you going. That way you feel like you're on a path, right?
Because trust me, you walk into that room and you're looking at all these props and all this shit, and you're like, I have absolutely no idea.
No clue where to start.
It was dark, and I can't see in the dark. Yeah. That was rough.
Yeah, you gotta get that opening clue, get people going. And we always embed light sources.
Right.
So yeah, that's cool. That was a cool effect.
Yeah, so there was a lamp, and that was it. And then there was a flashlight with
one battery.
Yeah. We found a battery.
You can shush us too if we're messing.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
So I'm trying not to. That doesn't really give anything away. But you have to find.
I just pissed you guys.
No, good luck.
You guys let me play with that used condom for like 10 minutes, and it didn't even have anything.
Well, we thought it might have clues.
Right. Yeah. I was over there stretching that thing.
The sperm could have spelled out something.
Had nothing to do with it.
But the other thing that's cool, so you get that opening clue, and then do you give everybody a freebie clue as well?
Yes, every group gets a freebie clue that everybody in the group has to agree on.
And that was the cool factor, that everybody in the group has to agree
so
if half the group is like, I want a freebie clue, and the other half is like, no, we got this, then you don't get the clue. Everyone has to agree.
It can end friendships.
Does it? Really?
We've seen guys come out like, you dick.
Because trust me, by the time we were stumped and people were like, are we doing the clue?
Everybody's like,
give me the clue.
Well, I look at Dave because I'm like, he's like the most like probably book smart, you know, where he can figure out some riddles. And I'm like, Dave? Like before I say anything, I'm like, do you want to do it? Because if Dave wants to do it, we're doing it. Like if he has no idea, we're doing it.
I didn't want to.
No, he was the deciding
guy. Yeah, I was.
I really looked at him.
I dragged my feet and I was like, I don't want to do it, but I just don't see us moving.
We should have saved it all the way to to end for
that was my thing too is like I really just didn't see us moving again, and I was like, dude, I don't like taking clues. Like, I've been working on a Rubik's Cube and I have been so close and it all falls
like 16
apart
16 years
yeah, like, for a long, and I'm like, Rubik's I know it's on YouTube,
you're better than me,
and I could be over in 30 seconds if I just looked it up on YouTube, and I will not do it.
Yeah,
you know, so I hate taking clues.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we give you that third clue, right? But it's a 5 minute time penalty.
Yeah,
and
that's rough. And by the time you get
really
to needing a third clue,
take that.
Yeah, because by the time you get to it, you have 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's
kind
of pussy too. Like if you take a third clue, we'll just do the room again.
Right,
and we'll do it in 7 minutes.
Like we've come seven times. This time on the eighth, we're doing it in 7 minutes.
We're breaking records.
Right, we had a group do that. They made it.
They spent thousands of dollars just to get like eight.
They went 50%, right? And then it was just two guys, and then they came out and we're like, yeah, we're closing, and they're like, well, we really want to do it again right now. We'll pay right now. And I'm like, well, yeah, we can stay. Yeah, go ahead. And they're like, can we go get a friend? And I'm like, yeah, sure, go get a friend. So they take off, and I'm thinking they're not going to come back. And all of a sudden they come back with a friend, and they do the room, and they blaze through the first part.
And then as soon
as they got to that part, they were like, done.
So did you reset the room?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And they had to go through the whole thing again.
Yeah.
And then they got stuck in that spot, and then all of a sudden it clicked.
Yeah, they got it.
And they finished the room with like 28 minutes left.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, nice. So,
yeah.
But that's only because it was the second time.
Yeah. But they blazed through.
So we shouldn't be impressed. I don't remember anything.
We shouldn't be impressed that they had 20 minutes left. We should just realize that it took them a time and a half.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
it's an hour and 28.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, once you start figuring out, like, oh, like, this is what we have to do, like, it starts landsliding into, okay, this is this, and then this is this. But then there are sticky points. Like, we got stuck on the last little bit, and it's like, we could not figure it out. And by the time I looked at it and started getting onto a trail, it was done.
It was done. And since we were doing it for the show, you were being incredibly gracious. You probably gave us more clues than you give anyone.
No, I was yelling at somebody. It really depends. I mean, we really care about whether or not people are having fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's, at the end of the day, that's what matters.
Right.
Yeah. And the challenge has to be there. So that was met. You guys were challenged, but
there's no reason to make it miserable.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't want you to feel like, oh man, that we just got stuck at that point. We just
you don't want us to feel
that
stupid if we can't not figure it out.
It would be better for you to just fail the room, but keep doing stuff and feel involved in your adventure until it's over.
Right.
You know,
because when you're looking at puzzle stuff, like I can think of so many puzzle video games, especially like pre-online user guides everywhere.
Right.
And you would just be like halfway through a game and come to this puzzle and you're like, oh,
you're
Jesus
done.
Christ. Like, I'm done. I have no one else I know is playing it. There's no guide. I can't get on. It's like the most frustrating
thing. There's
no
Nintendo power number.
You remember that fucking number? You'd call Nintendo power for like $8 a minute and they wouldn't even have the game
but
you're playing.
You on hold, you know, for a good 8 minutes.
And they'd say, okay, so did you get through level one? It's like, yes, I'm on level 37. Okay, so what'd you do in level two? I'm on level 37. You know,
just that was tell such me a, how to
but you'd get
I
so desperate you would number. Make that call.
No, never call that number.
Well, we left some people in charge of our
Jesus
booth.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what's going to happen over there.
All our money's gone for sure.
What's happening
Shirts
at our booth? There's
the
more tinfoil.
Bad things are happening at our booth right now. Gay sex.
People are posing.
Oh, that guy. I know that guy.
Do you?
Yeah, he wants to lock people in a car.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
He wants to lock people in a car?
Yeah, for free.
Who's watching
this? He's like, why go to an escape room when you can get locked in my car for free?
Yeah, that's true. He's just poor.
Makes a good point.
He's just poor. That's what happened.
You guys talking about
that's
Jeremy
a poor
G?
People's escape room is he, locking people
just
in
just dress
cars.
Up in costume.
Yeah.
There were bums in almost every time period. You could dress like a bum,
and
I'll let you in. If you have a convincing bum outfit and you stink like piss.
So if you're a bum and you have internet and you're listening to us right now,
right.
Like
they're
got,
in.
Yeah, you
they're
got yeah.
Can I if I bring a bum guest, can we do it together?
No, he can go free.
Smokey.
Oh, Smokey. I'll get sure Smokey, we'll go.
Yeah. We have a racist bum friend who's an artist.
He's a clever one.
Oh, man.
He's a clever racist.
When he's on. when he's not red-faced and belligerent saying racist things.
But he could actually sleep in your prohibition room.
Oh, yeah, he'd love it.
Perfect.
Oh, he'd love it.
You could just have him stand in the corner and don't explain it. Like, when people come in, he's just there like a prop.
Everybody assumes he's a clue.
And he would say the most outlandish things, too. Like, they'd be like, what did he say? And his something, I don't know.
That would be funny one night. Just say anything in the room could be a clue, and then leave Smokey in the corner.
Right.
Just let it go.
Right. But don't touch him.
He looks like the Duke from Boondock Saints had a drinking problem.
Yes. Okay, I've never seen Boondock Saints.
Well, to the world,
everybody's
to the
so
world. That's what he looks like. Right. Yeah,
just take your headphones off.
Yeah, I know. Going home.
Somebody did like a Thanksgiving, give the homeless man a bath and a shower and a hotel room and a new suit. He showed up, cleaned up, and it was impressive. And that's why I have that Duke reference.
Yeah.
He had a flat cap on and like some like leather jacket.
Dapper.
Yeah, he looked dapper as shit. They shaved him up.
Went and sold it and bought some whiskey.
He once came in and asked if I had a comb, and I gave him a plastic fork, and then he asked if he could have some Windex, and in the front lobby he sprayed his hair down with Windex.
Oof.
Combed his hair with a fork.
That's a professional bum.
All the way back into a ponytail, put it in a ponytail with like a newspaper rubber band that he had, and then he asked me if I had some scissors, and I cut his ponytail off into my trash can in my front lobby one day. Then I printed out some lyrics to a Patsy Cline song, and he went off to buy some
Key Cobra. Yeah, he wanted to know something about a tractor the other day.
Yesterday, I just started telling him though, because it's a give a mouse a cookie thing.
Yeah,
he'll just keep coming back. I just tell him no, I can't. My printer's broke.
So he's a good prop.
Is a good prop.
Yeah. Put him in the corner.
Yeah,
we take just about any prop.
Yeah.
And
looking back at the props, like that was, I mean, like sort of talking the listeners through. It's like you walk into the room, I have no idea what to expect on the other side, and you walk in, and there's one like dim like Art Deco lamp sitting on the counter.
Yeah.
There's like a vintage radio playing creepy 20s music.
Right.
And a ton of crates and suitcases and travel posters. And you're just like, okay, like I'm now in this space, and every single thing here is potentially a clue. And every other thing here is a fucking red herring.
And that's our goal. Yeah, 98% of it's that place.
Yeah, 98% of it's not, has nothing to do with anything.
Right. I mean, I walked in there thinking like, oh, I'm going to like, you'll immediately see what the first clue is I'm supposed to look at. And you walk in there and you're like, I have no clue where I'm supposed to even start.
Oh, you know what's funny? Like, you know that first opening clue we gave you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was right in front of your face.
Yeah, we can't say, I guess.
Yeah. I'll show you guys afterwards. You're going to so kick yourself.
If you ever need I have a bunch of 80s robots. I have vintage speakers and old-ass computers. If you need any of that stuff.
I have a basement.
I want to do a 1980s, like, kids room, right?
Dude, I have
Voltron posters.
Nice. I have Roby Senior, like, you know, old Heroid, robots, Omnibots. I have a bunch of that,
I want a Tandy computer, you know?
I had a Tandy 1000
SL. Or a Coleco.
I have my Atari 800. I have my Atari.
I still do.
I have the 800 XL with a keyboard.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
It's just old.
Whatever.
Like old stuff.
The Atari's old.
It is old. You're old.
Yeah, I'm older than the Atari. Damn it.
But yeah, so you get in there and you're just like, like I said, I had no idea what to expect once I walked in there. And especially it being a portable room, it was even extra impressive, you know, because you had to put this together on the fly.
I have to say that I was very impressed with the room you guys threw together, because I saw the room before you guys put the stuff in it, and I was like, how the hell are they going to do a room in here? And it came together rather nicely. Like, there was some stuff in there that, you know, granted it was already in there.
Yeah.
But it really had the feel to it. It was great.
And I can't take credit for all this. So, you know, Jeremy and Jess, and there's a massive team that does this stuff. You know, Jason, Chris Bell, our wives, Christina and
whatever her name is,
there's family,
too many people,
like kids, all the kids and stuff.
Everybody gets involved
and they all dig in and they all make stuff and we teach and yeah, it wouldn't be as that cool if it was just me. Like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you'd need me for sure.
So what's the typical kind of demographic or age group? Like, who tends to gravitate towards going the most?
You know, grabbed the most probably 20-year-olds, you know, 20 to 30, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
If you were really to pick a group, but right, that's right, a light margin.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a few more.
Yeah. What about, know, like, ex-convicts?
Yeah. Some... I'm pretty sure we have. I'm pretty sure we have. I can guarantee it. But because we've got 8-year-olds that come with their families, right? Yeah. And then we got, like, 80-year-olds that have done it. Yeah. So, oh, wow. And it's really all over the place.
No, I think if you actually get somebody, it's hard getting them past that first step. Like, it's hard getting them to just do the room.
Right.
Because you're going to be like, that doesn't sound, it sounds kind of weird. Like, it intrigued me.
But I didn't really know what
to I didn't know what to expect.
Wait, hold up. Did these guys solve it? A group just came out of the room. Did they solve it?
No.
Okay. No.
Sorry, Jason.
Oh, at the very end. Oh.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah, so they didn't solve it either, so we don't feel so bad.
No, so, the bootlegger has an 80% fail rate.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
So we do the math on how many attendees we have.
And I think
who's
that's,
passed, who's failed.
I think that's part of what makes it legit. It's like, I would rather go into an escape room that's like fucking Ninja Warrior.
Right.
That, like, you know, one out of 200 people is going to solve. Otherwise, it's not worth the mental exercise.
Well, right. And it's like, we were so close, and you're like, man, we might as well just do it again. Like, we got to do it again.
Oh,
right.
You know, so,
And the next room you guys are going in, 90% failure rate.
Oof.
That's the wizard's lair.
Yeah.
It's no joke.
Do you know what then the success rate becomes for people that come a second time?
We actually just include it in the algorithm.
Damn.
Like, or the math.
That's pretty right. bad.
Oh, even second round still 90%?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Shit.
That's just mean. You designed it too hard.
To be honest, right off the cuff.
You're just a fucking dick.
Yeah. let's say if you had a college class and your English teacher, like 90% of my students fail.
That's about right.
You're an asshole,
I'm
probably.
I'm just leaving right away.
Sure. You're pick up my shit, right? Walk
out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably 90% of your students do fail.
Huh? I think if 90% of your students failed, someone's coming to talk to you about, like, hey, what's up with your class, man? Like 90% of your people fail.
Like, no, are you
nobody knows
me?
English. Well, but there's also a distinction. If I was
had a friend that went to a college and she walked in the room, sat down, first day, teacher flat out said, every single one of you are probably going to get an F.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, especially when you get when you get to like a research institution, it's like, you know, when you go to a UCLA or something, you're going to go into a senior level class and there's going to be a fucking 90% fail rate because especially at grad school, it's like you're one of the best in the nation or you can go fuck yourself. Like, you know, but
for business aspect, though, it's a success thing to have you do that. Because, like you said, if you just did it and it was easy, you might not come back. It's the challenge to try to be the
numbers
elite.
Might change.
You want to be
the last month. I haven't done the math.
Right.
Yeah.
So any returns.
Well, I mean, even if it's a 70% fail rate, that's still like that's a pretty good margin of people who have trouble. And it's not so hard. Like the stuff is right there in front of you and you know that you're on the track. It's just not coming or you're going, you know what I mean? Your mind's going blank.
Right.
Everybody's working against each other because they're thinking it's something else, you know.
And to me, that's the beauty of the business plan, because at the end of the day, if you fail the puzzle, at least me personally, I wouldn't walk out of the room thinking, man, this room's bullshit. I'd walk out of the room thinking I'm a fucking idiot. Like, I'm internalizing the fact, you know, I would imagine most people
didn't figure it out.
Gonna walk out blaming you. They're gonna walk out like, what did I miss? I'm so stupid, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there's locks in there. Like, we talked about the lock and keys with the combination. There's a combination lock that we've never seen before.
We had to
figure the lock out.
Yeah, like how does this lock even work?
Right. A directional lock.
You could have just told me the combination.
He's over there doing the stuff, and I'm like, what's wrong, Grant? Why can't you get that lock? And he's like, and then I look at it, and I'm like, oh shit! Like, I don't even know.
It's like I don't understand the lock. It was crazy.
Yeah. So
the beauty of it is the beauty of the of the red herrings and the multiple people is at one point I was looking at a series of clues, and based on all of the logic of the room, the combination had to be this thing that I figured out, and I interrupted whoever the fuck was on that frustrating lock, and I was like, this is the combination, enter it. And I was so proud waiting for the lock to fucking spring open, and Brad entered the combination and nope. And then like 10 seconds later, Brent pointed to exactly where the solution was, and I was like, god damn it, you're but like you, seconds later.
Right there. It's only because you loosened the pickle jar.
And the beauty happened. Of it was right there.
No, it's right there.
Like
exactly.
We hand it to you on a silver platter.
Yeah, but that's you've great. Gone over like, so it, much
we,
stuff.
We couldn't have done any better. Like, we could have put like a big arrow that says, here it is.
Yeah.
That might be a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yep.
And but once again, it wouldn't matter because you can't figure the lockout. It doesn't matter.
Right. Well, that's the other one. Yeah. That was. Actually, he told us the answer. He actually told us the answer, and we couldn't figure it out. It took us a while to figure it out.
Right.
We didn't understand, like, oh, that's it. Like, so, yeah, pretty interesting. I honestly would, like I said, when I first went in, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get into this too much. Like, I feel like I'm not going to be able to get into it, really, like, into it. But about 5 minutes into it,
you're in it.
Yeah,
you're in it.
Like, you forget about the outside world. I forget we're at a con. I forget we have a booth. Like, and now you're just looking for clues.
Right. I'm in the 20s looking for clues to get out of a room.
And that's the beauty of it, too.
I'm like, ooh, can I drink this brown liquid in this bottle?
We've had that asked.
Yeah.
And the thing is we lock up your cell phones, too.
Yeah.
There's no interruptions.
Right.
You just get an hour
or
to
Google
yourself
searches.
To be in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No distractions.
It brought me to a realization, too. I'm like, kind of a, like, let's just watch Netflix. Let's just stay home tonight.
Yeah.
And I don't go do stuff like that. And I would have anxiety. I would never, ever.
Your family would have a blast.
I would never go do that. Because I'm scared. And then I have a blast. Like, I'm like, why don't I do this stuff?
Yeah.
Like, that was so fun. And
oh,
I would
it was
never,
very fun.
That,
yeah.
And that's what I said about just getting some people who don't actually do it to go and do it. That's all.
And that's what I'm trying to say. If you're out there and you're me and you just think, let's just watch Netflix tonight and get Taco Bell, go do something.
Go do this.
That was
badass.
Yeah.
And I even, there's a big one in San Francisco called the Real Escape game. And I was reading and the owner said, quote, it's a social thing to do on a Friday night that isn't just going to a bar and getting drunk. Everyone has to put their phones away and interact with each other in a meaningful and interesting way.
And somebody actually dies.
And that's right.
Yeah. Well, and you actually told us in the beginning to communicate with each other. That it's very important to be talking to each other about what you're finding and vocalizing it.
Yeah,
and
it's tested friendships.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
I can imagine. People, if you have an ego, it can get to you.
Right.
Especially if you're the one that thinks you're going to find the clues and you don't.
Right.
And your dumber brother's finding the clues, you know, like you're going to be kind of hurt a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So, very.
And you do have to talk, because at one point, like, you know, Brad's over there at a lock that's a combination lock that has
a series
of three numbers.
Just working away.
And I've only seen locks with keys. And eventually, at some point, you mentioned the fact that you needed a three-digit code, and I was like, oh shit, I've seen like 9 of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But like, I had no idea. And as soon as he communicates
what
that,
was great
it's like,
is you guys start calling out too.
Yeah, you start calling out numbers and And most of them, of course, were wrong. But you did say that we somehow skipped a step.
That one, you were calling out numbers, and he miraculously went to that last number, and he tried every number on the lock. But because he had all the rest,
right,
he was able to do that.
Yeah, we were able to completely bypass.
Yeah, well,
I
was on the wrong lock, and then I was like, wait a minute, we'll go to this one. It's four numbers
instead
of three.
Yeah,
and ended up passing, and he was probably like, oh, what the fuck?
What just happened? No, I just thought, you know, what I love is I always discover, like, people think different.
Yeah.
And
because you think when you're setting it up, you have to do this, then this, then this, then this, and then this.
No, we try to figure out how many different ways people are going to do it.
Oh, wow.
And we actually, they're in the full room.
So you designed
room,
it to where you can skip that.
Yes.
But that can throw you off and waste time.
Yes. And there's a reason.
Gotcha.
There's a reason for the things that were posted in there.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I'm talking about? Those red things.
Really cool, yeah.
Yeah. And then we also have multiple ways to find those numbers. So,
oh, cool. So, more
so just because we found them one way doesn't mean that's the way. So,
correct.
Even if we told somebody, like, they're right there.
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean that.
They might not even notice it. After you told them, they go in the room and they're just, you know, you get into it, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
And you might forget that. And then there's like a whole nother way to find those numbers. So,
that's cool. I think we talked about on AI when they did those algorithms and they let the computer learn how to play video games.
Yeah.
And then
the
algorithm figured out some weird thing that the game designer's like, oh, weird. That's like it's a glitch. Like, they just figured out if you knock this block out and then just throw the ball in there, everything just blows up. And
right.
Like, dang it. Like, it's, you know, just stuff happens.
And you don't ever know when that one person
so many
come
variables.
In the room and do that.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
like
no,
you did.
I honestly, I'm impressed. Like, it was very intriguing, very difficult, but not so difficult that you're frustrated. But there were points where I'm like, I don't know, like I'm done. Like somebody else needs to like.
And there was like seriously at the end, like when we were like, I think you called like, you know, 5 minutes left, and we were down to like this last clue, and we knew that there was this answer in this thing, and it was just a sheer matter of brain power.
Right.
And how many different ways you could think of?
I was
these
like, I had to like everybody was huddled over the clue, and I just walked to the other side of the room. And at one point Brad was like, oh, he's looking for clues. And I was like, I'm not looking at anything. I'm just like, I'm just trying to clear my mind because I'm obviously so embedded in one set of ideas that isn't working. I was just trying to completely wipe my mind clean so I could look at the clue from a fresh perspective, which didn't fucking work. But then Brad did, because you had pretty much given up.
I stopped.
Like you were saying for several minutes, fuck this, I'm done. I don't know.
He's like, it's a word. And I'm like, shit, Sam, motherfucker. Like, what are you, you're a bitch. Like, I don't know. Fucking cocksucker. Like, but then, anything I could think of.
But then he's the one that, like, when we had like 60 seconds left, was like, oh, it's got to be something to do with this. And we were like, oh, fuck, you're right. But it's like, so even like when you give up, it's like you've got to reach this point where you're back in.
It's actually, we look for that too. We don't want you to feel too defeated.
Right.
But it's okay to feel a little defeated during the room.
Yeah.
Because we notice those people that'll back out and back away. They've got their arms crossed. The body language is there. They're upset.
Right.
With either themselves or the room or whatever. And then all of a sudden you'll see them get back in the game.
Yeah.
And but you know when it's been too long too.
Yeah.
When they've been sitting there for 30 minutes.
Yeah, they're out.
Oh, they're done. Yeah. Yeah. And you find a way to
bring
them
back in. Well, you got to go back and clear your head, like, because there's so much other stuff going on.
Right.
And you're and then you start thinking like, well, we're stuck on this thing. There's a fucking bunch of other things. Like it could be anything.
Could be anything
like,
in this room.
Like we could be thinking that we're on this track, you know, and it's good, and really we're not even close, you know. So
it's one of the good things of how it's designed and how it works is that you've always got someone in the room so that they're sort of assessing the group, and you can realize these guys are not having any fun, you know. I need to throw something
it's different
else
in the real in the real
it
room.
Is different and here because we can't set up our cameras and stuff and run the lines for it, but in the real room we have night vision cameras and sound and all that stuff, so we can hear you.
That is so cool.
Oh, nice.
And then we have a two-way walkie-talkie.
Yeah, so there's nobody.
We're still kind of there.
So when I'm in the room, I'm like,
it's totally different. And then some people are very nervous about that.
How big is the room?
There's 16 by 20. Size. They're much
bigger.
It's
like a garage. Yeah. It's like a garage, yeah.
Yeah, they're much bigger. Yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah, it's a pretty good size room. There's a lot more props. It's twice
as
many.
It's a little bit more immersive.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot more things there to dig through and hide.
We left 18 different props.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Including a 75-pound anvil.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
The stuff I was looking at on the Japanese rooms, and I'm sure there might be some here that did it as well, but it said that a lot of the rooms incorporate live actors.
Yeah.
Is that something you're thinking about?
No, that's something that's on the slate.
Is it?
Yeah. We have a room that.
You got to be able to pay people, too, so it's getting there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because assuming it's not smoky, that would definitely add some, like whether they're there the whole time or whether you unlock a moment where they come in and give a clue or something.
Right.
That would, especially if you're like, if you didn't even know that was a part and it's just you and your friends locked in this room and you did something and then somebody all of a sudden comes in
in
character
casket.
And says some open shit, you'd be like, oh damn.
Right. Like, yeah, we have a couple things, like in a couple different rooms, how we're going to interact with you live.
I could see people in there and about halfway through you like have some guy wander in, hey, and close the door behind them.
I say you just have a janitor walk in and start mopping with earbuds in.
Yeah. Right?
So start putting their clues back
away. Kind of dancing.
Away. Yeah.
Like, wearing a Freddy Krueger short sweater.
You know, like I said, it, very interesting. We'll be going to the full rooms for sure.
Absolutely.
And here we're actually giving away some tickets. You were kind enough to give us some tickets to give away to some people who put in on our mailing list. We'll be starting that up. So it's going to be pretty interesting. They're local, so we're kind of giving them away locally. Actually, should we shout out the local stuff if they want to do it? That way we can give them some tickets. If they are local and they want the tickets, they can sign up for our mailing list to be involved. So basically go to our website, sofakingpodcast.com, and if you're on mobile, just scroll down a little bit. It says mailing list. Do the join now. Fill out the information. Confirm it. You'll be put on our mailing list, and it'll enter you for a drawing. We're giving away a two-hour float.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other stuff. Sofa King Podcast
shirts. So how many tickets to the real escape?
Are you giving
a full pack.
Six.
Yes.
Full six pack. Six a two-hour float. A bunch of homemade peanut butter from the Hen's Roost.
Yeah, that looks delicious.
Coffee from Dagny's.
Peanut butter with always, milk chocolate in it.
A ton of El Yucateco hot sauce. All the trimmings. Some Sofa King stuff. And I don't, digital creations.
I'm going to totally rain you guys with tickets. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
so that won't be the last pack.
Nice.
So,
sweet.
Yeah, so and El Yucateco sent us a ton of bottles of hot sauce.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
We have stuff. We want to thank Dark Side Graphics, too, for giving us our shirts. We were actually able to sell some here at the show.
Yep. Yeah, like and everyone came around from Mike Gamboa. Thank you so much for coming through with our banners. Stuff, Digital Creations came out with coffee mugs and travel mugs and mouse pads and buttons. The Dark Side Graphics, who are we forgetting? Yeah. Someone. Oh, Yucateca, Sarah, Sarah Cook, thank you so much for the giant pyramid of hot sauce
and
bottles.
Beard Stuff's out here with us.
Yeah.
And actually, Tawny.
She was in.
Yeah, Tawny went in to the room with us, and she's afraid of the dark, I guess. So she was like full on concerned right from the beginning, which was funny. Like
she did seem
like,
extra happy when we found that second battery for the flashlight.
Yes. She was kind of freaking out, standing out here waiting to go in as they were setting the room up. So that was kind of funny. Like she really was kind of concerned. So
Dagny's Coffee, thank you.
Dagny's
Coffee gives us a bunch of coffee for the gift baskets.
So the Roost Tin for the
Hen's Roost. Jackie Allen,
yes, and she was on the Farmer's Market episode.
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome lady.
And then Dirk Bintz is giving us a two-hour float. Brad kind of threw that out there. If you haven't heard our float session, it's a it's in town. It's a sensory deprivation float center, and so you actually get inside of a dark tank. Have you done this? You know this?
No. You've heard of it? You told me about it? I can't wait.
You need to do it, man.
It sounds awesome.
You'll be able to visualize some new rooms in there.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going to come out like with some trippy rooms.
It's pretty cool. So yeah, you get in a tank for 2 hours, no sound, no light, hot water. Water, naked, floating in salt.
And you just feel like you're floating.
Yeah, you feel like you're floating in space. It's just you and your thoughts, no smartphone, and you can't get out. So it's rad.
It's kind of the same concept in a way.
You escape
that daily life. Yeah.
That's really what I was thinking, because that like 5 minutes into the room,
you forget everything.
Your job is gone. How dirty your house is gone. Right. Like all this shit that keeps you up at night. Like you're just in the room trying to solve a puzzle.
Right. And or floating. I can't wait.
It's the same thing as I compare to why people go golfing or why people go and do, you know, whatever. While they're doing those things, they're forgetting about everything else around them. They're just doing what
they're
doing.
That's one of our pro players
okay, what is going on? Pro player.
Who knows? He's a pro. I thought you meant the noise.
He's one of our pro players for Wizards room.
Oh,
he finished it.
Okay.
18 minutes left, I think it was.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's
first
good.
Try. Wow.
That's good. Fuck that
first
guy.
First try.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you. I don't know you, but I hate you.
I told you there'd be singing.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest.
But I have to say, like, you know,
Brad
Real Estate
Aguilera
here in town. Everybody I know, like on a Friday night, on a Saturday night, is sitting around wanting to go do something. Yeah. There's nothing to do but go have a drink or watch Netflix or go to a movie that you don't want to go to. Like everybody wants something else to go do. And this is a seriously badass experience for you and some friends. You will definitely have some drinks afterwards and laugh and talk about it.
Yeah, right.
And it's really cool. So where are you? You don't want to blow up your social
address. Address.
So physical address.
Physical address.
If you can remember it.
6225 District Boulevard, Suite 102.
Yep.
In Bakersfield. So right behind Stockdale Tile and right across from Paladin's Game Castle.
Yep. So if Stockdale Tile's on District, you turn into the parking lot, drive straight to the back, they're on the left hand side right there, 102.
And you want to blow up some social medias?
Social medias.
Social medias. Let's see. We're on Real Adventure LLC. Is our website.
Okay.
You can also type in Real Escape Bakersfield.
Okay.
And it will go to that same website. Baco Real Escape's our Twitter and Instagram, and Real Escape Bakersfield is our Facebook.
Yeah, nice. So this is what'll happen, and I'm gonna help.
And we
them
give
with
away
this.
A ton of tickets on Facebook.
So. Yeah, so check them out, like them on Facebook. There is also another. I'm not even gonna mention the name. There's another escape room place in Bakersfield. I'm gonna just. These guys are awesome. Find them. It's Real Escape.
Don't go to the Fakers. They suck. Go to Real Escape. They're the legit ones.
We are.
I heard they touch you when the lights go off. Allegedly.
Yes. I
could be wrong. That was a rumor.
And you get AIDS.
Yeah, that was a allegedly. That was a rumor. Yeah. Someone said
this is not. Eric is not part of this.
Eric is not part. This is completely Brad.
Go there and you get AIDS.
His face is very red right now.
Oh my God. Let me make it clear. Let me make it clear. Brad's just talking about an assistant. They aid you in the solving of the puzzle. And when they touch you, they're just holding your hand through the process. Yeah. That's all we meant by that. Yep. Holding your hand and an aid is a helper. Yeah. That's all we meant.
Right. Diseases. Yeah. Right. That's their nickname, diseases. Yeah.
Now that's it. It's a cool thing to do. And again, I know a lot of you aren't in Bakersfield who are listening to this, and there's something near you, and it's completely worth looking into. Yes. It's a cool experience.
Show me your driver's license when you get here. You got an out-of-town address, we'll give you money off.
Nice. Wow.
Nice. And so if you're close enough to Bakersfield, come and float. Come go to the escape. There's stuff to do.
If you're in Delano, if you're in, Fraser Park,
Tahakapuki.
Tahakapuki.
Yeah, just so you don't get embarrassed when you say it later.
Right.
Yeah. Tahakapuki.
It's pronounced
Tahakapuki. That's what we want to do. So, if you're in Tehachapi, anywhere nearing Bakersfield, just come over.
Awesome.
And actually, if you're near LA or Fresno, drive down. Like, don't be a pussy. Get in your car and drive down and spend time.
We've actually already had people down from LA.
Down or up.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Is it down or up? I don't know.
Whatever way you come from, whatever side you swing on, come and visit these guys. It's absolutely awesome, and that's all I can say. I mean, there's nothing else to say.
Yeah, it was a great time. I'm glad that we did it because, like I said, put me outside of my comfort zone.
And I will definitely
be doing
it.
Grand opening is the 25th.
Okay.
We'll have Georgia Giant there.
Okay.
And there's lots of stuff going on.
Georgia Giant sideshow guy swallows swords and all that stuff.
Crazy cool stuff.
He's gonna take in my big leg lamp that I'm gonna make.
He's a geek.
So
sword swallowing's got nothing on Yucateca the next day, man.
So we appreciate you having you on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And again, it's Eric Main with Real Escape, and they are in Bakersfield on District Boulevard. So if there's any other address, remember those addresses give you AIDS.
Helpers.
That's it. anything else you have to say?
I had a blast. This is fucking awesome. I love it.
Thank you.
So, and again, if you're tuning in late, I don't know why you would tune in late. You probably start at the beginning of the podcast.
Just fast forward for no reason.
Yeah, if you fast forward past everything.
Well, as you
you're
reminding me, we're not on the radio.
No, we're not on the radio right now.
Not now. Not after all that.
Not after this episode.
Not after KY in your fur.
Oh, that's the worst thing that happened in the past hour.
That was a prominent. It was prominent in my mind.
Yeah, so we want to thank everybody for tuning in. This isn't the normal conspiracies and whatnot, but this is what we were doing this weekend. And if you don't like it, then you can get AIDS too.
But you should probably try again, like Tesla or something. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. We have good episodes if you didn't like this one.
Jesus Christ.
So anyway, check us out. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Sofa King Podcast. I am at Sofa King Brad. Brent is at Sofa King Brent. And Dave is at Sofa King David. Check us out on Instagram. And we post things on there. Pictures, I guess you'd call them. And you can get us at sofakingpodcast.com. And remember, if you're in Bakersfield or a surrounding area, join the mailing list, and we're shooting to give out a big prize, shirts, everything. There's even an El Yucateco hat that Dave wants to give away.
Do it quickly because we're not hanging on to this basket. So do it as soon as you hear this. Enter. Yep. Do it
Tuesday. This is going to come out. Do it quick because Friday that's when we're going to announce it. So
okay. Put a hurting on.
Does that sound good?
Yep. Good.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Come here, we're talking.
I got my black backpack and I'm ready to roll. With my crew, everybody, it's out of control. Got an itch, I'ma scratch it. It's
gonna be tragic. I got a big old hangover. Oh, yeah. We're playing some magic. So I'm busting out my cards, gonna make me some decks. You gonna pack them full of spells? Baby, what you expect? Got my dice, got my sleeves, got my life count beat up.
You talk to any girls today?
No. Me neither, I'm a planeswalker. Oh, I'm master of sorcery, lightning bolt to the dome. If you ever come close to me, try me in a battle and I won't be worse. You're messing with the baddest mother in the multiverse. Mono red, mono black, blue control, stop it, green it. Gonna take it down, my strategy's white, weenie. Camping on my mana, I pay the entwine. You've never seen a mystic wizard cast a spell, sweet as mine. But I only tap planes, ain't nobody can touch. I like white weenie so much, they call me Cherry Sandusky.
You fellas wanna play this other game? The cards are slightly smaller, I can grab it.
Nah, son, we playing magic. I'm the worst man, I'm clamoring. When I'm speaking in my sleep and when I'm stammering. When I'm thinking in the singing, when I'm lathering. All I'm thinking about is play Magic the Gathering. Starting up a new game, I'ma roll my D20. Gonna play first, oh yeah, it's gonna be funny. Draw 7 cards and I look in my hand. I'm like a Palestinian, I ain't got no land. Peel 6 cards, hand looks alright. Look at Carl Icahn, looking for a proxy fight.
What, I can't use proxy?
No, you can't.
Well, why can't I?
Because I'm like the state of Georgia, you ain't got a Savannah. Rampant growth, rampant growth. Dropping red like a fool. Accelerating in the trees like I got a bio. Because my deck's great features. Big fat creatures. Turn them sideways and then I'm gonna feature.
What you playing, rival cats?
That deck's looking stupid. Call it kitty litter, all you're doing is stupid. Switching to fish, use about to get bent.
I thought you only played white, Remy.
Yeah, but it's Lent. Looking to buy what they got, I'll be your man. I'm your one-stop shop when it comes to contraband. Collectible foils, best check on your eyelids. So many $10 cards, you think that this was papyrus.
Got any standard rares?
This a quality good look. So much type 2, it's like a Paula Deen cookbook.
I don't see any counterspell.
My supplies are scary. Need so much permission, man, you think I was married. Attack phase, I'm using the stacking. Go 1-8-7 all up on your dragon, attacking.
Wait, how'd that dude get bigger?
You're like Plaxico Burris, you don't understand triggers. Think I'll be defeated, better check your sobriety. Only thing that I ain't beating is my social anxiety. Drop a Sarah Angel and I'm moving fast. Tap my man, I'll do not tap my-
All right, that's vigilant. Sorry.
Up at work, man, I'm clamoring. When I'm speaking in my sleep and when I'm stammering. When I'm thinking in the second, when I'm lathering. All I'm thinking about is play Magic the Gathering.